Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in to this week's Food for Thought, a podcast on a mission to equip you with all the evidence-based advice that you need to live and breathe a healthy lifestyle. I'm Rhiannon Lambert, a registered nutritionist, best-selling author of Renourish, A Simple Way to Eat Well, and founder of Retrition, London's leading private nutrition clinic. In each episode, I'll be joined by special guests, all of whom can be considered authoritative voices in health, so that together we can learn fact from fiction and empower the healthiest and happiest versions of ourselves with trusted expert advice. We all know the benefits of exercise, yet why at times can it be so hard to commit to it or to see the results that we want? Well, sometimes we need to think about it as our whole approach to exercise in order to be able to reap the benefits of working out and do what is right for our physical and our mental health. This week's Food for Thought sees fitness trainer Steph Williams, also known as Steph Fit, and I discover how we can make exercise work for us and omit the notorious fitness mistakes that can be so easy to trip up on. Hello, Steph.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm so much better for hearing your voice today. We're talking about home workouts, and yeah. With Zachary, it's very hard for a baby to get anything in, but I do find that I'm actually really enjoying them. And I think a lot of people out there will want to know, you know, are home workouts actually effective for us? Or do you think we're all going a little bit, I don't know, easier on ourselves maybe?
I think I'm the same as you. Like before everything kind of all this happened, I didn't really, I did home workouts very occasionally, but I found a whole new, love for them. And I don't think I'm going easier. I think it's hard because the workouts that I do, some of them are super intense, but I've also definitely, slowed down a lot as well and sort of taken the time to actually just, move my body in a nice, calm way, as well as kind of the high intensity or, the strength training. But I mean, I definitely don't, I feel from everyone else as well. I think people are almost enjoying it more, finding a new love for working out.
It's definitely taking the pressure off, I think. I mean, for me, it's taken that time pressure off getting out the house, packing your gym bag, getting to a gym or to a class. I mean, I do love that when I'm there, but it just seems a little bit easier, I think. But I guess I don't think I'm mixing it up enough. And I think we tend to stick to one or two exercises, don't we? So do you think variety is really key at the moment with working out at home?
I mean, it depends what your goals are. And I think people do get a little bit obsessed with thinking that they have to change their workout every day or every week to kind of see a result or feel a type of way. And you definitely don't need to mix your actual exercises up too much, because you obviously want to, those exercises that you're doing, you want to, perfect them and be able to execute them to the best of your ability. And if you're constantly, changing it, you're never able to fully kind of improve on what you're doing and get stronger in yourself. But I do think variety is good in terms of maybe adding in a little Pilates or a yoga or something like that. Mm. But I'm the same as you. I miss going to like a class and stuff just because of the community and like other people and that interaction. It was nice.
Talking of interaction, I mean, in terms of motivating yourself, obviously you are known for having these home workouts and you've got an incredibly successful social media platform where you offer so much free inspiration, I suppose, every single day, which is incredible. But do you find that it's your partner Alex at home that can help inspire you with that? Or, you know, did you really need someone to motivate you, or are you pretty much that type of person that can just get up and do it yourself?
I mean, I guess it depends on the day, because, you know, there's that thing is everyone's like, oh my God, how are you always motivated? And I'm like, I'm definitely not always motivated. I think it's just like forming, you know, habits and knowing that it's going to make me like feel better. And I think with going live, obviously on my Instagram a lot and within my app, I think I have to do it, because if I don't do it, then no one else is going to be able to do it with me. So
pretty
I kind
big
of
incentive.
Have to turn up. Yeah, exactly. And then for myself, no, I think Alex obviously is a huge help. Like, he motivates me like so much. His like work ethic and everything, it really does. He really does motivate me in so many different ways. And obviously he's super into his fitness. And I definitely think having a partner who has like the same vision and values really does help with like your health. I don't know if you find that as well.
Oh yeah. I mean, well, to be honest, my husband isn't as motivated with the fitness side of things as I would like sometimes, but we do kind of, we push each other, but it's very easy to get into that trap where we're both like, oh, we're so tired. Let's just, you know, watch a film. But I do find having friends, you know, like yourself, or seeing people actually getting down and saying, look, it's just 10 minutes, it's just 20 minutes. I do find that's really helpful, because if it's not in your atmosphere, it's not around you, you're not surrounded by it, I think it can get very difficult for people and you can get very stuck in a rut. And I think when people don't see results, Steph, like, do you find that doing exercises that people don't enjoy leads to poorer results than people if they love it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's the exercise that they may be doing, but if you don't enjoy it, then like you're never going to be consistent with it, and consistency is where results come. So if you hate what you're doing, you're gonna not want to do it, and therefore not do it. Whereas if you're enjoying something, you're gonna want to do it more and be consistent with it, and therefore have results. I think it's just down to how. Like if you're hating something, then like stop. You know, it's just not going to be, it's not for you, is it? So I think it is important to find something that you enjoy. And like you said, then with a friend, I actually FaceTimed a friend the other day because she's struggling with workouts and she really wants to do it, but it's just finding that motivation. And we just did a little FaceTime workout together, which was really nice.
That's such a good idea. And it's also something a bit more social, I think, when people are struggling at home. And I guess what is the balance between what do you find is the balance between being inspiring, so, you know, showing people workouts online, and also being realistic? So are you always conscious when you're making content or when you're filming workouts or you're doing these exercises that they are realistic for your audience to actually do?
Yeah, I think it is obviously hard to strike that balance, because you're not always sure on who exactly is watching your profile. Which is why I do try and be quite like mindful of putting like beginner workouts out there. And then if I do an advanced something, I will state that it is advanced, so that, like, you know, you're getting someone who's a beginner not gonna approach that and do that. And I think I'm also like quite mindful of what food I put on my stories and stuff like that as well, just because, I don't know, it's just like, it's one of those things, isn't it? You never know who you might like trigger and who's watching your profile. And I'm just always aware, because fitness is obviously going into, like, I get a lot of messages from girls kind of really struggling with, you know, eating disorders or over-exercising and stuff like that. And it's quite hard, and I would never want to put something out there which would trigger someone in a negative way. But I mean, I hope I've struck that balance with what I put out there. And I obviously just want to be like motivating. And I think if you like jump onto one of my lives, or you know, you see that I'm working hard. I'm not just there posing and being like, hey, I've I didn't really work out, or like, oh, I didn't really care. Blah, blah, blah. Like I show that like I work hard and stuff, but.
I think you've got a really, really good balance there, actually. And it's something when we choose guests anyway that come on Food for Thought, it's so important to have somebody that is genuinely upfront and honest about what they're doing. And you've quite rightly said that you don't know who is consuming the content. And there's a difficult balance to strike between content creators having to be responsible, but also the people consuming the content having to be responsible too. So there's a kind of two-way relationship going on when anybody uses the internet, but both sides have to be held accountable. And like you said, I think you put out a very realistic image. And do you have people also commenting a lot on body shape or size, especially being online? Because I think that you're one of the perfect advocates for saying, hey, look, muscle's actually cool. It's not it's not cool. You know, you embrace your natural shape and you're gorgeous, but you say that everybody has a natural shape and they need to embrace what they've been given, I suppose.
Yeah, I think, you know, I spent when I was a lot younger, so long trying to I guess essentially like change what I was, or like look to other people and go, oh, like, why am I not like that? And if I could like go back and just shape myself a little bit and say like, you don't need to be anything else other than you, and just like make the most of what you do have. And I guess I do get like comments on my shape, and I mean, like my thighs, I always get, it's so funny though, because, you know, on one side, on the same day, I got a comment saying, you're like muscular, look at your thighs, what, you know, so out of proportion with you, blah blah blah. And on the same instance, I got someone going, you're so gross and skinny. And it's just like, you know what, like that person projecting onto you is probably, you know, not entirely happy in themselves, and that projects to you in that comment. And you know, I just think this whole thing of like commenting on women's bodies altogether is just you don't have to, why are you saying anything at all? Just, you don't have to comment. You can say obviously like, oh, Brianna, like you look amazing, or you know, like I blah blah blah, all this kind of stuff. It's nice to hear, but when you have those like real negative things said about you, I just don't do it.
It's awful. And I think women are, in particular, out of the two sexes, we're more objectified. And I think people really want to discuss women and how they look more so than how you discuss how a man would look. And it's a really interesting age-old thing that seems to still be stuck in society. And what's worse is it's often other women, I find, more so than men, commenting on other women or having things to say. And some, I just think the age old thing of, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all.
Don't say it at all. Yeah. I mean, I'm right there with you, literally. And you know what? I don't, when people comment nasty things, very rarely I'll reply, because they just want to spark some more nasty energy. And I just think, like, you know, you've got so many people who comment amazing, lovely things, and just keep that comment, you know, reply to those people. And like you said, then with the, you know, women commenting on your body type, I know it's such a shame, isn't it? Because a thing I get as well is, you like, you're muscular, you look manly, and I'm like, well, no, I'm a woman, so how could I possibly look manly when I'm a woman? I don't know, it's just, you just get blindsided by, you know, people are obsessed with how, you know, body types and how you look. And if you look around, I mean, that's one great thing I think about Instagram. I don't know if you find this, but you know, before social media and everything, I do feel like it was one kind of body type that you always saw. And I think now it's incredible. Yes. You see every body type and you just accept all body types, and it's a really nice space to be in if you see it in that way.
I couldn't agree more. Growing up, for me, I was so self-conscious, and like you, you know, I thought the only shape or size that was acceptable was what was in the glossy magazines at the time. Yeah. And, you know, there wasn't anyone like yourself, Steph, who, apart from perhaps an Olympic athlete that's running around the track, that was remotely kind of that halfway point to being a bit more relatable. you know, because it's either one extreme or the other. And when it comes to extremes, how do you find, so working from home is one thing, but I think it can also become a trap for many people out there with, well, they feel like they should be doing it every day because they're at home. So how do you know when it's time to take a break?
So this is something that I think is just like, it's so hard because you say to people, oh, you just got to listen to your body. And that is such an airy-fairy, listen to your body. And you're like, my body isn't talking to me. Like, what do you mean? Like, am I tired? Does that mean I need to like do a workout and will I feel better afterwards? So like, you know, sometimes I might go, okay, oh, do you know what? I think I need to like clear my head, whatever. And then I'll start, go for a jog. And then, you know, recently I just literally went for a run, stop, turn around. And I was like, I do not need a run right now. I need to wash my hair and have a shower. Like, yeah, that is, you know, how I knew. I was like, I'm tired because I'm tired. And also something I've been doing recently is writing down a few things on how I feel like prior to my workout and then how I'm feeling. It's so good actually, and how I feel after. And if I'm, the things I'm writing down after my workout, like the other day I wrote, it was like tired, I was still anxious, like I felt like sad after my workout still, and I was like, woman, you need a rest. So like I had my rest, and I think that's a really good way of seeing that I actually needed to rest. And also it's good to like move at somewhat every day, but I'm a massive advocate for like going on like nice walks.
Completely. Listening to you say about journaling actually and writing down before and after, I'd never even thought to connect that to doing a workout at home. But in fact, I find a lot of people with our brains and how we work, and we had a neurologist on one of the episodes, Dr. Tara Swart, and she was discussing the way that we identify and look into ourselves. And sometimes if we don't write things down, we internalize things so much that we're not even conscious of what we're actually feeling. Like you said, you don't notice it until you make the conscious effort to take it out of your head and pop it on a piece of paper. Yeah. And then you can reflect on it and look back on it. And I think that's such a good tip for our listeners, just to think, how am I feeling right now? Actually write it down. And then you need to take a break, because sometimes as well, like being self-conscious is another thing. And I think for a lot of people that may be listening, thinking, okay, I really want to get into this now. You know, we've been 2020 and 2021 have been a long period of lockdown, or perhaps you're listening back to this episode in the future and we're out of lockdown, but you know that you want to try and get into home workouts. How do you get away from that fear of anything new when it comes to exercise? You know, like, oh, I hate lunges, so I've never done them, but I know I need to start something new and I need to do it. That type of feeling.
God, I mean, going into something new, I think with home workouts, it takes away the self-conscious aspect, because I mean, even now for me, when we were allowed to go back into the gym, which people probably wouldn't expect from me, I go into the gym and I think, oh God, like there's so many people here. Like,
no, like, not you. You
know, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's like, you think, okay, we're gonna do your little move. And I think it's one thing to, when you're in the gym, to kind of think, you know, at the end of the day, everyone's in there for themselves. So, you know, no one's looking at you or really caring what you're doing. But I do think that's when home workouts are really nice, because it's just you. You can be, wear what you want to wear, you know, like just totally be by yourself and try something new with not having the judgment of anyone else, and just kind of go into it with no expectations, because there is no judgment. And you know, if you can just do half a lunge and then the next day, okay, right, we're going to try again, go for that full lunge. And it's just something, you know, I think that's when goals are really important, is because like to do them like this rather than have like aesthetic goals. For example, have a goal like, hey, like today I'm gonna try and do my two lunges, and then it's something that is realistic and you know that you can build upon. And then when you maybe get to those like 10 lunges, you know, it feels really good and you feel like motivated. But yeah, trying something new at home, I just think it's probably, you're probably easier on yourself.
I completely agree. I find that sometimes as well, this is going to sound really superficial, but I want it to be helpful to people. But I think if you get up in the morning, you shower, you start the day. I always feel better if I do something like I'm actually looking after myself. But even what I wear, it sounds so silly, Steph, but what I wear can make a difference for me. I mean, when I put on an actual pair of workout leggings, rather than trying to do something in my work trousers or something very quickly, do you find that actually kind of showing up with almost what you look like, but not for someone else, for yourself, can make a difference?
100%. Yeah, definitely. I think in terms of every day and things as well, like today, I know you can't see me, but I've like actually like made an effort, and because I know that like it's going to make me feel like confident and like just good and like ready for the day kind of thing. And I think, you know, having a shower first thing in the morning, like looking after yourself, like you say, and yeah, putting on, like the other day, I did my makeup, I put on proper like little suit trousers, like no one saw me, but it just made my working day, not that I've ever even really worked in an office, so I don't know why I was going the suit trousers, but it definitely literally I was like, Alex is like, oh my god, she's really losing it in this lockdown.
No, it's great.
I do think it is. And I think in terms of workouts as well, what you wear during a workout, so I just did a collection with Puma, and I wanted the clothes.
Great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was really fun. I love fashion and everything like that, so to combine the two was amazing. But with what I wanted to design, I wanted to feel like you could, you know, put something on, feel like super sexy, and be like, boom, I'm ready for this today. Like, you know, because I do feel like a new outfit is, you know, makes you feel a type of way. And then at the same instant, sometimes I'm like, massive baggy shorts, big t-shirt, I'm just here to focus on my movement, like, and that's what I feel. So I do feel like, yeah, clothes definitely help.
They do.
For sure.
They do. And like you said, another thing I quite like about the way you put yourself forward is that you do show that you wear those baggy clothes sometimes, and other days that you really need to make an effort to feel good. And let's also talk a little bit about my area, which is the food. I mean,
yes,
it is so important, isn't it, to eat well in order to feel good. But do you worry personally about pre and post workout fuel so much, or is it pretty much you do what you can do every day?
Yeah, I just, in terms of like nutrition and stuff, I think people get so obsessed with thinking you have to have, you know, it has to be this an hour before, it has to be, you know, exactly, you have to get in all these things straight after your workout, before your workout. And for me, I just try and, like, you know, I've been working out a while now, and I think I'm pretty in tune with my body. And in terms of nutrition, I just try and eat pretty well balanced, and don't try and overthink it, or because I think when you try and really overthink and obsess about food, it just goes down a bad road. So
yeah, no, and you know, I can almost sense as well, and one thing I fully respect is that you're very aware of your influence in terms of what you say and what you do, and, you know, saying what you eat. And it's a very personal, bespoke thing, nutrition. And that's part of the problem with the online world sometimes, is that it's not possible to be able to tell every single person out there what is going to work for them in terms of nutrition every single day. But even hearing you say you're relaxed about it must be so refreshing to so many people, because I'm sure they thought you were going to say that perhaps you're on a calorie plan and you're, I don't know, perfectly eating your carbs and protein at every single meal of the day.
Absolutely not. No, obviously, like, you know, nutritious and wholesome food is going to be good for you, and it makes me feel good. But no, I'm not like that at all. I don't think you need to be. I think, yeah, like I said, it just gets obsessive, and I've definitely been there, like, years and years ago. And it didn't really do anything for me other than make me miserable.
Yeah, so, no, it's mental health, isn't it? 100%. When it comes to nutrition, I think in the fitness world, there's the first thing that people need to understand is sports nutrition is very, it's a numbers game. It's very calculated. It's not the same as public health nutrition. So eating for your mind and your body and your happiness and, you know, everyday prevention from getting sick or getting ill. So they're two very different separate areas. And for most of us working out at home, we don't need to be that calculated. And of course, if you have an aesthetic goal, that's a very different area. You may need to look more closely at nutrition. But I guess in terms of your results with the exercise that you do. Do you find that because you have your app and you've got a huge community online, do you find that speaking and sharing different ideas such as recipes as well and being consciously showing up every day online is also a very good motivator for people that perhaps are struggling with, you know, even what to eat or how to work out some days?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I mean, I really hope so, because that's kind of what I'd love for people to say they can take away. But in terms of the nutrition we have on the app, I'm, you know, one thing I wanted to have on there, which was so important for me, was as you go in, you can say, do you want to see your calories or not? And you can turn it off, and then you're just, the meals are just there for you as meals or as inspo. For recipes, but also at the same time, if you do want to see that and, you know, have the nutrition guide laid out for you for your goals, you can have that. I think it's hard because people always, you know, the one thing I get asked literally every single day so many times, what do you eat in a day? What do you eat in a day?
Yeah.
Honestly, and I did one once when I very, very, very first started, and because everyone else was doing it and I did it, I didn't feel comfortable doing it. And I never did it again because what I'm having is absolutely no relevance to anyone else and their body, because I don't know what how much you're moving that day. I don't know your height, your weight, anything like this. So for me to say, you know, and some people, which worries me, will go, that's what she's eating. That's what I must take as I should eat, you know?
Yeah, because I want to look like you or perform like you. So they assume that.
That is what you have to do. So I never do that, but I obviously do share meals and things like that, but it's not, you know, rocket science in the meals that I'm sharing. It's just kind of well-balanced, nice meals and, you know, and then also the food for the soul.
Yeah, I love that, Steph. Yeah, food for the soul, because we all love a good indulgence every now and again. And
yes.
I love that you just brought that up, because I think what I eat in a day can be particularly dangerous. But again, there's just a lack of understanding around it. And like you said, people see people doing it. It seems like the popular thing to do. Mm-hmm. So you don't, I guess people don't really, they aren't aware of the harm, that the potential harm it could cause. But we have lots of questions from our listeners for you, Steph, today.
Ooh.
Here we go, to put you on the spot a little bit, but lovely Amber has said, if I start working out twice a day, will my fitness levels double?
Oh, no. I think what will probably happen, honestly, that makes me sad, that question, because I would never want anyone to think that they have to like work out twice a day, because I just think that is total punishment on your body.
Yeah.
So no, you'll probably, maybe if you mentally, if you're that motivated to do it, you might be able to do it for a few days and then you'll totally burn out and do no workouts at all. I think that's probably what would happen there, to be honest.
Okay, no, we love the honesty. That's good advice, Steph. Right, Toby has said, do I need to increase my water intake if I'm exercising that day?
Yes. Yeah. Stay hydrated always. I mean, you should be hydrated anyway. I would say like 2.5 liters, 3. But again, it depends on his weight and what kind of exercise he's done and all things like that. But I think just always stay hydrated.
Oh, yeah, completely. I mean, the government say the minimum is 1.5 litres, and that is the minimum. So I think anything above that, go for it. Sounds really good. Carmen has said, my body is so stiff after workouts. Will exercises make much of a difference? I don't know what she means there. Maybe should I recover or what type of exercise?
Obviously, recovery is like really important. Again, drinking lots of water, making sure you're getting enough protein, and sleep. Make sure you're getting nice 8 hours of sleep. Super important. Rhiannon, you're thinking now to yourself, yes, that would be really nice, wouldn't it, Zachary? You know, those 8 hours.
I'm so glad you brought up sleep, though, because no, it is true. It's the correct advice. It is so, so true. Sleep makes the world go round, everyone. It really does. Gosh, I mean, thankfully, he's 9 months old at the time we're recording this, and he is sleeping through a lot more than he was before. Yeah. But you're still knackered. It's like a deficit of months and months of no sleep. anyway, great advice there. It's a lifestyle on a whole, of course, makes a difference. Georgina, not Georgina. Sorry, Georgina. It's Georgiana. I read your name wrong.
Oh, lovely.
I know. Maybe you can add that if you ever have a girl one day to girl names. Yeah. Georgiana, when I go running or I do HIIT, so high intensity training, I get some stomach pain. What is causing this?
Oh, I mean, that's something that I would, to be honest with you, if it's like reoccurring, go see your GP.
Yeah.
You could also be, it might be, depends if you're eating like right before your workout and you're going running, it could be that. I mean, I've had terrible stomach pains, and that was because I had PCOS and endometriosis. So, I mean, I would always advise if it's anything niggling like that, always ask for doctor's opinions and get that sorted as quick as you can.
Yeah, completely agree. That doesn't sound good, Georgiana. So 100% get that checked out. And the last question is from Laura. And Laura's asking, my motivation to work out at home now is non-existent. How can I get my mojo back to get started again?
So I think go and write down what you loved when you first started doing that workout and the first kind of when you first found that motivation. Write down all the things that you really enjoyed, and then you can go back to them and think, okay, so that's what I enjoyed, so that's probably something that I should start with, because I'm going to be consistent. Also, like what I said the other day, I think, you know, try and get a friend involved and, you know, follow a plan potentially, because then you actually have to be, you know, turn up, be accountable for it. And, you know, when you actually turn up to your workout, you know exactly what you've got to do. You know, you don't have to think, just follow. And then I think hopefully that will get your mojo back.
Good tips there. You can do it, Laura. You can do
it. You've got this.
Right, Steph, we're now going to move on to one of the best parts about the Food for Thought podcast, and that is our fact or fiction round. Are you ready?
Oh, I am ready. As ever be. Why is it so like, oh.
I know, on the spot. Okay, don't worry, there's no pressure. If you could answer fact or fiction, that's a lie, there is pressure, but it's not like a big one. fact or fiction to the following questions. Here we go. Okay. Vague goals won't let you reach your targets.
I mean, fact.
Great. You need to be a cat. That's good. We answered question one. Okay.
I was like the pause on that as well. I was like, is this a trick question? Like, I feel like I'm in like my math exam all over again. It's like, oh no.
Don't take me back there. you need to be accountable for your actions if you want to see results.
True.
Protein shakes and powders will make you fitter and stronger faster.
False.
Don't believe everything you see on social media.
True.
You've only had a good workout if you felt the burn.
False.
Yes, that's good to know. You need to fuel. You need to fuel and exercising differently if you're on your period.
Oh, I mean, true and false. I'd say mainly more true, though, because I think, yeah, you're definitely on your period. I mean, I don't know about you. Some people don't get any pains or anything like that on their periods, and they feel absolutely fine to carry on as they are. So I think it's kind of also very dependent on the person. I would definitely say, like, for me, I like to kind of do a lot more, like, slow, like, more, like, Pilates or just like a stretch, a really lovely stretch, because you still want to move and like walk and things like that, but really doing high intensity when you're already maybe like in pain or like super tired is probably not going to help.
Oh, I'm so with you on that. I'm very envious of those people that don't feel any pain around the time of their periods.
Yes.
Warm-ups aren't necessary.
Oh.
Lack of time is no reason for not exercising. Oh, that's a hard one.
It is a hard one because it's so tough. Like, you know, if you're, it depends how you prioritize your time. If you, you know, if for you, you think that Netflix series, it depends also like what line of job you're in. I feel like NHS workers right now, but like at the same time, I know that a workout really does help boost your mood, even if it's a 10 or 20 minutes and that little bit of movement. Yeah, could really help. It's a hard one.
I know. That's how I've been looking at it, being time poor, is that I just need to do 10 minutes to feel a bit better with my mood. So, yeah, that is
exactly
a hard one. You're right. Right, next two questions. Keeping your phone on you while you're working out won't affect your performance.
Depends what you're doing on your phone.
Oh, so true. So true.
So if you just got your phone there and you're not, like, when I used to gym, good times. I put my phone on airplay mode. So then that time, me and my music, it's just like I'm doing something for myself. But if you are going to have your phone and you're going to get calls or you're going to be scrolling, then you've got to get rid of the phone.
Yeah, no, definitely. Sounds good. And overthinking things will hold you back.
True.
There we go. You did it. That was the fact or fiction round.
Oh, okay. That was good.
You know your stuff.
It was hard. Some of them, it's difficult, isn't it? Because you've got so many, it's dependent on the person and stuff like that. But yeah, hopefully that was good. I enjoyed
that,
actually.
No, honestly. Yeah, see, there's so many nuances. There's no right or wrong for so many things. And that's why we have the fact or fiction round, because it just goes to show how difficult it is to say yes or no to questions in life, really. But unfortunately, that nearly wraps up this episode today. But we do always finish with a food for thought. I know, I'm quite sad about it today as well. This is definitely the highlight of my day today, Steph. I think to wrap up for me, I would say that the benefits of exercising are really indisputable. And one thing I know from even that fact or fiction round question that we just had about being time poor is that my mental health, and I'm sure lots of you out there listening, it really helps to lift your mood and just being realistic with yourself. I know that sometimes I only have 5 or 10 minutes, but in that time, if I just did star jumps for 5 minutes or anything I can possibly do, maybe not star jumps actually, because my pelvic floor can't take that, but anything
even
that I
mine,
can.
Mine, and that's even before a baby.
Yeah, see, pick workouts that are reliable for you, definitely. But it can make such a difference. And I loved what Steph said earlier, that home workouts are a good time to start because there's no one around you. There's no subliminal pressures. So I guess if you could leave us all with your take home message today, what would that
be? Yes. So I think going off everything we've just said as well today, I think it's really important to move the focus away from, you know, what we look like and focus on how the workouts are making us feel, because that we've just mentioned, we've spoken about mental health. It's so apparent that, you know, working out, moving our bodies has such a positive impact on our mood. And I think, you know, what I said earlier about the, you know, writing down three things before you work out and three things after you work out. I think that would be something really nice. I'd love for people to try, just because it is such a nice way to reflect on your workouts, and yeah, you're just able to hold yourself accountable and see the positive change it does have on your mood. And also with that, if you're doing a workout that you enjoy and it's making you feel good, you're going to, you know, feel more consistent with it, and you're going to therefore feel good and feel better within yourself. And hopefully that will make you feel way more motivated.
That was great. And I think that's so wonderful. Honestly, I'm going to be doing that. I'm writing down now and taking more effort to note my thoughts. Steph, thank you so much for being such a fabulous guest today. Where can everybody go? No, it's been great. And I know that you're online a lot, but where can people go to find out more about you?
So I've got my app page at WeGlow, and then Steph_fit. But that might not be much longer. There might be a little change coming there. So I'm just going to say WeGlow for now.
Okay, I like that. We've got inside scoop on the podcast, Steph. Thank you so much for coming on Food for Thought.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode, you'll absolutely love what's coming next week. So make sure that you click subscribe to be the first to hear it. And if you have the time to, we'd really appreciate it if you could leave a review so that we can reach higher highs in the charts, and hopefully that will help us reach more and more people. For more information about my Retrition Clinic, the books, healthy recipes and so much more, please do visit retrition.com, and you can follow me on social media at Retrition on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook and YouTube.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.